You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal.
The Concordia Faculty Association is investigating whether recent actions from the university violate academic freedom. Early in September, a memo was sent from the university's Vice President Academic, Ann Whitelaw. The memo prohibited faculty departments from posting political statements. Part of the memo said that recent geopolitical conflicts, particularly in the Middle East, have led to an escalation of tensions on campus, leading some faculty and staff to feel unwelcome. After the memo, the university took down existing statements from departments it deemed political. Statements condemning Israel's action against Palestine were removed. So were older statements on topics like feminism and pending statements like subjects about colonialism. Here is Concordia Faculty Association counselor and history professor Elena Rozlogova raising her concerns.
Due to statements that the departments pass, motions or position statements are not allowed to be published, which greatly diminishes our ability to participate in university governance and also makes debate at the university very difficult because we're basically muzzled on anything that we want to say as a collective.
The Faculty Association has a lawyer currently investigating whether this new policy violates the collective agreement between them and the university. Rozlogova believes the lawyer will find faculty governance has been infringed upon.
If the union pushes back strongly on this memo, I think it may be possible to restore the statements and restore the possibility of future statements.
She calls Concordia's actions censorship at a highly important time.
This is ongoing conflict that we cannot talk about, that's been erased from conversation entirely because of these concerns that some members of our intellectual community may be offended. I don't think being offended is a good reason. It's a good reason to forget about genocide.
Vice President Academic Whitelaw and the Concordia Media Relations team have ignored requests for comment from CJLO about the accusations of censorship or the continued enforcement of this policy. In the memo circulated in September from the school, Whitelaw cited Concordia's 2022 policy on the use of the university's name and reputation as grounds for the political statement ban. I'm Adam Innes for CJLO News.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and oh, there we go. The cable was disconnected. And today we're doing all the songs that I'm going to be playing tonight have been requested by people who have donated to my show. So thank you so much to the people who have donated. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And if you haven't donated and you want to hear like a specific song of your choosing, donate. You can literally donate $5. I don't know if donating $5 is like worth a tax receipt, but you can also just like donate for merch. You know, like, but $5 gets you a song request. So yeah, that's what we're going to get into today. And as a reminder for everyone listening, the funding drive ends on Saturday, October 26th, which is 4 days away. So if you haven't donated yet and you're like on the fence about donating, just donate. It's for a good cause. There are all kinds of things that are losing money because of the increase in tuition. And we really don't want CJLO to be one of the things that suffers because of that. So your money is like really greatly appreciated and we would love you for it so very much, and you would be so happy to give us your money. Is really the whole point of this, is that you, it would bring you so much joy and happiness to give CJLO, more specifically my show, Hitting All the Bases, your money, because I'm just such an amazing person and I bring so much light and love and funness into your life that you just like want to give the station money so that it never ever closes down, basically is what I'm saying. I like low-key hypnotized myself there and was like really just like staring off into the distance. Oops. But anyways, we're going to listen to some songs requested by people who have donated. How do I lower this chair? Oh, there we go. I lowered the chair. All right. We're going to listen to some songs requested by people who have donated, plus like two songs that I added in the end, but I don't know if we'll get to them because like timing, obviously. But let's get into the first three songs. These songs were requested by my mom. She donated, so she requested some songs. The first song, first three songs that we're going to do, we have A Little Respect by Erasure, Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order, which is like literally so funny because Nina, I don't know if you can still hear me. I know you're sitting in the station somewhere. We were literally just talking about New Order and my mom requested a New Order song and like I totally didn't realize that it was in my playlist and that we were talking about it and I was like so lost in the whole New Order thing, but I'm actually not because I listened to the song. Nina, I don't know if you heard that. Okay, Nina heard it. And then we have Creep by Radiohead and then we'll come back and chat. So starting off with my mom's recommendations, we're going to start with A Little Respect by Erasure live on CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. Here's our first song of the night, A Little Respect by Erasure.
I'll be for special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Roberge, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada, featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
It's that time of year again. CJLO's annual funding drive is taking place from October 11th to the 26th, and as always, we've got some exciting events planned over both weeks. So grab a pen and get ready to mark your calendars. Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m., join us at Le Petit Urs, formerly known as URSA, for a concert booking workshop hosted by Montreal promoters Worst Dad Ever and Kick Drum. Entry is $10, or it's pay what you can. Friday, October 25th, there'll be a special all-nighter broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. featuring a rotating cast of CJLO DJs and special guests. So be sure to tune in at CJLO.com or 1690 AM. I'll be there, and you're going to want to hear what we've cooked up, I swear. We hope to see you at some events. Stay tuned at 1690 AM or CJLO.com. And for more information about our funding drive, you can go to CJLOfundingDrive.com.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those first three songs. So, we started with A Little Respect by Erasure, released in 1998 from the album The Innocents. A Little Respect is a British synth-pop duo, and this song is known as one of their signature songs. Then we had Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order, which if you were listening to Dreamscapes, which I was a guest feature on, we were actually talking about Brandon Sumner. I think his first name is Brandon, whatever. The Sumner guy from New Order, Summer. And how his like music is a little bit better in New Order than like Joy Division. Anyways, this was released. So Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order was released in 1986 off the album Brotherhood. New Order are an English rock band from Salford that was formed in 1980, because that's when Joy Division ended. And their fusion of post-punk with electronic and dance music was music made them one of the most acclaimed and influential bands of the 80s. Then we had Creep by Radiohead, released in 1992 as the debut single for English rock band Radiohead. This song is Radiohead's most successful single, and Radiohead is an English rock band from Abingdon, Oxfordshire, and they were formed in 1985. Up next, we have 4 songs that were requested. Hold on, let me just make sure that I have my facts straight. Yes, okay, the next 4 songs have been requested by this really lovely person who donated. Their name is Karina, so if you're listening, hey Karina, haven't seen you in a long time, thank you so much for donating. And we're gonna play 4 songs that you, well, not 4 songs, you requested, but like artists. We're going to start with Sweet Euphoria by Chris Cornell. Then we're going to do Even Flow by Pearl Jam. Then we're going to do Vampire Blues by Neil Young. And then we're going to do Never Get Old by Sinead O'Connor. So all of these songs were requested by Karina. And the first 3 songs were requested by my mom, who both of them have donated to Hitting All the Bases. Thank you so much to the both of you. Just to let everyone listening know. Oh, I closed my email. So our funding drive finishes on Saturday, so we're about 4 days away, and currently we're at $8,760, which is almost halfway to our $10,000 goal. As a reminder, all of this money goes to help keep the radio station running, as this is a community college radio station. Like, everything is by volunteer. We're all here putting our time and effort into keeping this thing alive for you guys. So the money helps us do that for you, which is great. So if you like what we do and want to continue listening, it would be great if you could donate, even if it's just $5. You can head to cjlofundingdrive.com, cjlofundingdrive.com, for all the information and the different ways to donate, for merch or for tax receipts. And remember, if you donate for tax receipts, whether it's for me or any other show, you need to send a screenshot of the amount that you donated and your name to that DJ, because we need to send it to our administration, because tax donations go through the university and they don't go directly to CJLO. You also can't make the same dedication as you could if you donated for merch. If you want to donate for merch, you get some super cool swag. I own a mug and some stickers and a t-shirt and a tote bag. They're great. But anyways, let's get into the four songs that were requested by Karina. We're going to start with Sweet Euphoria by Chris Cornell. As always, this is CJLO 1690 AM, or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into Karina's song request, starting with Sweet Euphoria by Chris Cornell.
Sweet Euphoria, man, it's the heart you want. Lost the grace of the hands that harmed you in the days of a thousand young. Lost my love. In your morning I will sleep, fire on an open palm, death for Jesus and plastic armies wouldn't bring me back again. Save my love,
Or hug shiorded a angle at a hue, to a hossen at a glitchy gulier. Umbrashed hul in a lower, selim welfi the hoss in ye cluhe. Satellite to a lion is a neher. You to the hosses and lion og is a dragon.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
MRG Live is proud to present the best new and upcoming talent in live performance here in Montreal. For the month of October, check out singer-songwriter Kate Nash on October 17th at Les Feux Follets Électriques. On October 19th, check out comedian Anna Akana at La Maison Théâtre. On October 28th, K-pop fans will come together for Siori, Katie and Giselle at Les Fofons Électriques. For a cozy and warm end to your October, make sure to check out Sammy Ray and Friends at the Rialto Theatre on the 30th. And then for a total change of pace, check out heavy metal act Norma Jean on November 8th at Les Fofons Électriques. Lastly, you won't want to miss Canadian jazz and indie musician Jonah Yano on December 4th at La Sala Rosa. For more information on how to buy tickets, visit mrglive.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those four song recs that we had from a lovely person named Karina who donated. We started with Sweet Euphoria by Chris Cornell, released in 1999 off of the album Euphoric Morning. Chris Cornell was an American musician known as the lead vocalist, rhythm guitarist, and primary lyricist for rock bands Soundgarden and Audioslave. He also had a successful solo career and contributed to numerous movie soundtracks. You would never know that that man was in a rock band like Soundgarden. And then we had Even Flow by Pearl Jam, released in 1991 off of the album Tex Redux. Pearl Jam is an American rock band from Seattle. Chris Cornell was actually an important figure in Pearl Jam's history, as the drummer Matt Cameron played in Soundgarden with Cornell, and all of the band members of Pearl Jam were in Temple of the Dog with Cornell before forming Pearl Jam. Small world. Then we had Vampire Blues by Neil Young, released in 1974 off of the album On the Beach. Neil Young is a Canadian and American singer songwriter whose music career started in Winnipeg in the 60s, shortly after he moved to LA and joined the folk group Buffalo Springfield. I actually didn't know this, but turns out he was born in Toronto. I'm from Toronto. That's also where I was born. So, oh my gosh. Hey, Neil Young, we're basically siblings. And then we had Never Get Old by Sinead O'Connor, released in 1987 off of the album The Lion and the Cobra. Sinead O'Connor was an Irish singer, songwriter, and activist, and The Lion and the Cobra was her debut studio album and achieved international chart success. We love you and miss you, Sinead O'Connor. Up next, we have some three song requests from my dad because he also donated. So if you donate, you get the lovely privilege of an on-air shout out and thank you and to pick your song. So basically you want to give me $5 because $5 gets you one song. What I'm trying to hypnotize you into doing is donating, because this will be my last ever funding drive with CJLO. I'm graduating in January and I literally cannot explain enough how much I love CJLO, and I'm so happy that I found the station and the station found me, and I've gotten to do this for the last like year and a half. It's genuinely an amazing experience. The people are amazing, and it would literally shatter my little tiny heart and soul if something were to ever happen to CJLO, and your guys' support, the people who donate and the people who listen, literally keeps us afloat, because with tuition hikes, there's less students, which means there's less students to get fee levies off of, because you only get like a couple bucks from each student. And if you have less students coming to the school, that's a lot less dollars to maintain the radio station. And like there's licensing and equipment and all kinds of stuff that the station does. So many of our events are free. We're all here volunteering, and none of that would be possible without our fee levies from students, but most importantly, our funding drive from you guys. So thank you for donating. And remember that if you donated, you've been entered for raffle tickets. So keep your eyes on your email, I guess. I don't know how they contact people about raffle tickets, but I would imagine that it's email. Anyways, let's get to our next three songs. These are three requests from my dad. We're starting off with I Think of Her by The Forgotten Rebels. Then we have You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive. And then we have The Hottest Night of the Year by Anne Murray. So let's get you guys going with I Think of Her by The Forgotten Rebels, live on CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. Let's get to it.
I think of her, I close my eyes. She home. So I took her home, but we were all alone. Baby, I think of her when she's not around. I think of her when she's in the underground. I think of her when she's not in town. I think of her. I think of her. I held her tight as she clutched my hand. Can't you understand? I gotta be her man. She became special to me just in a night. You see the dreams we shared and the dreams we have. Then for a while, for about a week, we played a silly adult game of hide and seek. But now I gotta have that girl to hold me tight forever. Baby, I think of her when she's not around. I think of her when she's in the underground. I think of her. And when she's not in town, I think of her. I think of her.
Hey, heat wave. We'll remember forever, 'cause baby I've been waiting for you.
Baby I've been waiting for you
to do what you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those last three songs. They were recommended by my dad because he donated to the funding drive. We started with I Think of Her by Forgotten Rebels, released in 1980 off of the album In Love with the System. The Forgotten Rebels are a punk rock band from Hamilton, Ontario. They actually still perform and tour around, and their next show, their next 2024 show, and the last 2024 show of the year is at Horseshoe Tavern on November 9th, and tickets are $35. In September, they did two shows in BC, and then this past March, they were back in Toronto. So if you like that song and you want to hear them, Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, November 9th, they have a website, they have information, just Google the Forgotten Rebels. Then we had You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive, released in 1974, but was written for the band's third studio album, Not Fragile, which was also released in 74. Bachman Turner Overdrive is a Canadian rock band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, founded by three brothers, Randy, Robbie, and Tim Bachman, with Fred Turner. Hottest Night of the Year by Anne Murray, released in 1982 off of the album, also titled Hottest Night of the Year. This is Anne Murray's 19th studio album, and Anne Murray is a retired Canadian pop, country, and adult contemporary singer who sold over 55 million copies worldwide during her 40-year career. All right, I was going to do some 5440 and Tragically Hip. How much time do we have left? We have a few minutes, so I think I'm going to finish it out with Sheila by 5440, released in 1992 off of the album Dear Dear. 5440 is a Canadian rock band from Tsawwassen, Delta, British Columbia. Tsawwassen, I think, is how you say it. We're going to listen to some of Sheila before 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for listening. Please donate either to the CJLO Funding Drive or to my show, Hitting All the Bases. You can head to CJLOfundingdrive.com for more information. And remember, we are almost halfway to our goal of $10,000, and the drive ends on Saturday. So donate. And if you want a song request, donate $5 and contact me. All right, let's get you guys going with our last song of the night, Sheila by 5440, and I'll catch you guys next week.
Start dressing, find a thing, maybe just nothing, maybe just a dream. You are gonna find him one day knocking at your door. Nothing, maybe just a dream.